Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our National Business Solutions training call. This morning is Monday, October 21st, 2019. And let me tell you, we have got a phenomenal call lined up. We've got a lot of associates who have joined us here this morning, still jumping on here as we are at the beginning of the hour. And I know that we've got a lot of folks that are listening to this call on playback as well. We want to welcome you. As I mentioned, we've got an incredible call lined up. We've got ring earner and top producer, Mr. Brian Fahili, standing by that we're going to get to hear from momentarily. I cannot wait to hear from Brian. He's always one of my favorite speakers and favorite trainers, and so we're excited to hear from him. We've got $700,000 ring earner and Platinum World Council member, Mr. Mark Riches, standing by in Cookeville, Tennessee. And we are super pleased to be joined this morning by the Vice President of Business Solutions for Legal Shield, Mr. Ted Vitolo, who's joining us live, and we're so excited to hear from him. Folks, we have got a phenomenal week lined up. There are so many exciting things happening. We're going to fill you in, and I just want to make sure that your calendar is up to date of some of the things that are coming up, not just this week, but over the next couple of weeks, that you want to be aware of. So stand by. We want to make sure that all of us are on the same page. We have got incredibly positive momentum going right now in the world of Legal Shield Business Solutions. So many exciting things. Of course, we're still riding high from our Salt Lake City event that we had a couple of weeks ago, and the momentum from that is still incredibly high and contagious. And then, of course, we've had an incredible line of trainings since then that we've been able to be a part of that have helped keep that momentum at an all-time high level. So exciting things happening. Get ready. We're going to fill you in. But let's start the call this morning by going to, again, the Vice President of Legal Shield Business Solutions, Mr. Ted Vitolo, who has been here just under 6 months now but has already made an incredibly positive impact. I know we got to hear from Ted, I think, a couple of months ago on this call, but we've asked him to come back on this morning, just share his thoughts as we're really getting into the thick of the fourth quarter. I know many of us are focused on meeting with new companies, prospecting new companies, and of course going back into some existing groups and sharing updates as well. And we're always excited to hear from Ted. He's an exceptional leader. We're very, very fortunate to have him here at Legal Shield Business Solutions. Ted, with that, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're excited to hear from you, and we'll turn the call over to you.
Mike, thanks. You're too gracious. I appreciate the kind words. And I love jumping on these calls because we have so many positive things and such great forward momentum to talk about. I just had my five-month anniversary last week while I was out in Ada, so I can't believe it's gone by that fast. And as Mike put it, we're entering the heart of the fourth quarter, and we're all trying to make that big final push as we head into next year, because then it's a what have you done for me lately starting January 1st. So I really appreciate all the hard work all of you are putting in out there. Just wanted to recognize a few of the top producers and leaders, which include Mike and Mark Riches, for your leadership and your production and showing the world and leading by example, which is so important. Adam Thompson, I know, is on this call. Linda Pitt, Jim Tanner, and Brian Fahili, I want to thank you for all your leadership and contributions that you put in and day out. It makes a difference. So really, I'm still riding the momentum coming back from Salt Lake City. I say this with complete being very sincere. The feedback, the letters, the emails, the text I've received from associates since we all left Salt Lake City, it's really the same and very consistent. I feel great about what our company is doing. I feel the positive momentum, and I'm reinvigorated and excited about my business as an entrepreneur and what I'm doing for my personal life, but also for the company as well. So let's just keep that going forward. Just a couple of things to highlight. As you know, my team is regionalized with the four BVPs out there, and they're there to be advocates for all of you and to serve the market. That's what we're doing. We're taking a very proactive approach, my team, in reaching out to associates. I want to be there for you folks, not so much as a sounding board, but to help remove obstacles and make your world a lot easier and all the better. So when you, if you're, depending on where you are in the country, but if you're working with Brandon, Fred, Linda, or Daniel, they are great four high-quality individuals, which I have an enormous amount of respect for, and they're the ambassadors of our team within Business Solutions, and I'm very grateful to have them. So if you're fortunate enough to work with them or have relationships with them, it's great, and please continue to use our services. A few things that some hot buttons right now or some great opportunities that we're working on. I may have touched on this in the past, but I'll just reiterate it again. In terms of our training, I have another call this week. We're working with some of our leaders within the business solutions field, and including Mike, and sharing with them some of our thoughts and ideas, not only just how to make training better, but make it apply more in the field as new people come in. Because when you come in for that first time and meeting a field trainer in that meeting, that's the first voice, the first impression you're going to have of our organization, Legal Shield. And we want to make sure that we're consistent throughout the country. The curriculum is nice and tight. It makes sense. And you can transfer that to your business and prospecting out there in the business solutions world. So as we go into fourth quarter, I really want to have all of those pillars lined up going into January of next year. So more to come on that. I want you all to be reassured that we're working on our training. As far as incentives and different contests, we're working on some things coming out of the first of the year. Some of you may be fortunate enough to be joining us in Orlando in January. I know that they'll be getting that out very shortly. But a lot of things, good, positive momentum in terms of our incentives and so forth. One other thing, Mike, that I wanted to touch on that I know it's not listed here as a topic is conservation. As many of you may know, we pulled that in-house under Mandy Simmons' team. And what they're basically doing is they're reaching out to those accounts that fall into that conservation space and vetting them out. And not so much, hey, can I send Ted Vitale in there to talk to you? Really finding out why the account went dormant, whatever those reasons were, pull those cobwebs away and see if we can breathe some really good life back into it. Once those accounts are vetted, the list is being sent to my team, my four, and they are the ones that are working with the BVPs and replacing those accounts with associates. So if you've been involved in that or have not or would like some feedback on that, reach out to me, okay? But it just started a week ago. We have hundreds and hundreds of these accounts, and we're picking through them one at a time, but we want to make sure that we're not doing it in just large numbers to clean up a list, but really be thoughtful and mindful about repositioning those accounts. And then lastly, Mike, what I'd like to just hit on is just really continue to promote our advanced webinar training series. I believe this will be the third one Mike has hosted, and it's going to be with Mike and Brielle Hoffman, and it'll focus on next-level decision-maker meetings. I know on our last one, I was able to reach out to Jeff Bell, and he kicked it off and did far more than I expected him to do. He took about 10 or 15 minutes. He was excited about Salt Lake City, talked about some of the things I just shared with all of you, but I thought it was important to get Jeff involved in that meeting because we had over 400 associates attend last week. So I don't know what the tick sheet is up to going into this week's meeting, but I'm sure we're going to be several hundred at least, and that session is Tuesday tomorrow at 4 p.m. So again, just in closing, you know, we're halfway through October. Let's keep the positive momentum going. And Mike, if there's anything else that I missed here and you want me to hit on, fine. If not, any questions that come up, by all means, please let me know.
Absolutely. No, Ted, I think that's fantastic. Again, it's always great hearing from you, and we really do genuinely and sincerely appreciate your leadership and all that you're doing, all the hard work that you're putting in for us in the field. It shows. The results are there, and we're grateful for it. So thank you very much again for taking some time this morning and jumping on our call here live, and we're excited. We've got some incredible things happening right now.
No, you're very welcome, and we're having fun. I mean, it's work, but this is an incredible experience that I'm part of and just so invigorated in working with all of you. So I'll sign off, Mike, and if anything comes up, by all means, give me a call, okay?
Absolutely. Will do. Thanks all again, right. Ted, for jumping on here.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
I know Ted mentioned the training webinar tomorrow. I know many of you were on the webinars that we had the last 2 weeks, and we appreciate you being a part of that. If you, for some reason, miss those, we want to make sure that you're plugged in tomorrow. We're going to, again, be talking about decision-maker meetings, and I like the title, Next Level Decision-Maker Meetings. I mean, that's really what it's all about, is taking our business to the next level. The real focus is going to be how to go in and connect with these decision-makers in a positive way, in a way that moves business forward, and then how to close that business too, how to close those meetings. I'm a big believer that if there's any way possible to get that decision-maker to agree to a date to let you come talk to his or her employees while you're there, then that's the time to do it. I know that we'll have decision-makers that are interested, and I believe that that interest is authentic. I believe that it's real. But as soon as we walk out the door, they just get bombarded by 1,000 different things. And so, you know, it's not that they're not interested. It's just that they're not focused anymore on Legal Shield and ID Shield. It's just not at the top of their list. And so, hey, I'll tell you what, if you and I can close them while we're there, if we can get a date while we're there, then that's always my number one goal. Well, that's what we're talking about tomorrow, is specifically how to do that. Now, it's not going to happen 100% of the time. We're going to be following up, and we know that. There's no one better at following up than Mr. Brian Fahili that we're about to hear from on the call this morning. But again, if we can close them while we're there, if we can get a date, I even believe if we can get a tentative date while we're there, then that's better than no date at all. So tune in tomorrow. That's 4 p.m. Central Time. Now, we're recording those, and we're making them available on the they'll be on LS Engage. They'll be on our site before they're on LS Engage on successteamworld.com. But you know, the recordings are great, but if you can be on live, then you have a chance to interact as well, because we do Q&A as part of those live webinars. And Ted hit it right on the head. We had 400 associates on last week. Our registration tomorrow is almost 1,000, so make sure that you get in on that. Don't miss it. And get on early, because there is a maximum number of people that can be on those live. So if you can jump on a couple minutes early, you'll just make sure that you get a spot on that webinar. If you have not registered yet, then all you need to do is go to www.solutionswebinar.com. www.solutions, like with an S at the end and at the beginning, solutionswebinar.com. All one word, solutionswebinar.com, and you can register right there. You'll also see that in 2 weeks from tomorrow, we've got Mr. Scott Brooks, who's going to be doing a training on Leave Nothing to Chance. How do you prepare for an enrollment? All of the things that are involved in that. And so I'm excited to hear from him in 2 weeks. And by registering, if you've already registered, then you're registered for all of that. You only have to register once for that webinar series to be a part of it. So definitely get on there, register if you have not already, www.solutionswebinar.com. Folks, again, a lot of exciting things happening right now in the world of Legal Shield Business Solutions. A lot of exciting things here just with our own team and our own organization. I am more excited about this morning's call than I am and that I have been in a long time to be able to hear from Mr. Brian Fahili, who's not only one of our top producers, not only one of our best speakers and trainers, although he certainly is both of those things, but Mr. Brian Fahili encapsulates for me what Mr. Ted Vitale talked about, that we're not just writing business, we're not just making money, but we're having fun. And I can tell you story after story after story. I won't, because we don't have time. It's only a one-hour call. But I could tell you story after story of the times that Mr. Brian Fahili and I went and worked together, especially when I lived in Louisiana. He and I were workout partners, and this was years ago, but we'd go out and And I'll tell you, there weren't too many days where we didn't get a new group or didn't have some really positive things happen business-wise. I mean, really, it was very consistent. We'd go out, we'd work hard, we would write good business, we'd do enrollments, we'd do great decision-maker meetings, we'd go out and prospect, and it was great. And there weren't, again, too many days that we didn't have good results, but I don't know of a single day that we didn't have a great time. He's just one of the kindest, warmest, most authentic individuals that I've ever met. And I mean that with all my heart. He is one of my best friends in life, and certainly an incredible asset to our team and our business. He's a family man. He's a proud parent and a proud husband, and I even can speak for his wife because I know Renee well. She even likes him after all these years that they've been together, and that's saying something as well. Again, we're so grateful for him joining our call live this morning and for his incredible leadership, his incredible example, and his belief and attitude about what we do here at Legal Shield is genuine, it's positive, it's real, and he'll share that with us this morning. Mr. Brian Fahili, thank you so much for being on the call this morning. We always enjoy hearing from you, and I'll go ahead and turn the call over to you, my friend.
Well, thank you, Mike. You may have to give me a couple minutes. I might have to wipe my eyes. You got me crying over here. Well, thank you for the warm introduction. And you know the feelings are mutual, my friend. But I was so glad when Mike asked me to speak on the call. I've always, always believed in this call. It's, you know, there's certain things you need to do in this business, folks, to really be successful or to stay plugged in. And I truly believe being on this Monday morning call is one of the most important ones. It just always helps get your week kicked off right. You'll hear from some of the top people in the business. You'll get some great insight on how to do this and how to do that and what they do at meetings and so forth and enrollments. So, you know, I believe in this Monday morning call, and I love it. And I'm always honored to be asked to speak on it. When Mike and I talked the other day, he said, Brian, I just want you to tell your story. There's a lot of people that haven't heard your story. And I know a lot of you have, and I appreciate all the kind words I've heard through the years about it. But, you know, folks, we all have to believe in something. And, you know, I've always been a firm believer that you line your beliefs up in priorities and they'll guide you through life. And my first belief is I believe in my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Through him, everything is possible. I believe in my family. They are my strength. They're my why. They're why I wake up in the morning. And I believe in what I do. I've been doing it for almost 16 years now. I've never wavered in my belief in this. You know, have I had tough times? Yes, I have. Have I had moments of confusion and everything else? Sure, I'm human. I'm just like anybody else. You don't wake up and all of a sudden become an expert in everything and life just is good for you. There's ups and downs in anything. But I believe in what we do because of what it did for me. Some people say, how can you, you know, I mean, I've struggled most of my life. And some people ask me, how can you do that? You know, shouldn't you just go get a regular job or shouldn't you go hit a clock? I've done all that. I've been there, done that. And I was never always a believer. You know, back when I was young, I grew up in the 50s and 60s. My dad was a very prominent doctor in our town in Saginaw, Michigan. He was a general practitioner. He was well-loved and well-liked. He had one of the most successful practices in that area. But he also had a lot of demons. And, you know, I don't remember a lot of my childhood because of the dark days. I do remember between the ages of 9 and 11, We had a lot of family problems. My dad, who had come from a very poor family, he and his brothers served in the Second World War. When they got out of the military, he made all of his brothers go to college like he. He became a doctor. My one uncle became a FBI agent and was very successful at that. My other uncle owned a line of furniture stores. But my dad had a lot of demons. Coming from as poor a background as he did, when he all of a sudden got out of medical school and started making the kind of money he was making, he didn't know how to control it, and he didn't know how to control himself. And my father was a bad alcoholic. He even abused drugs back in those days. He took a lot of barbiturates and so forth, but he just had a lot of demons. And I remember when I was between the ages of 9 and 11, my scariest moments were every evening between Monday and Friday at 6 p.m. Because that's when David Huntley or Chet Huntley and David Brinkley were coming on. That was the news. And if my dad wasn't home for that news, because he loved to watch the news, he was always very verbal about what was going on in our country. But if he wasn't home to watch the evening news, then we knew he was going to be showing up later on and it wasn't going to be pretty. My dad would come home. We had a lot of violence in our home. The last time our family stayed together as a family, we woke up that morning and my mother was knocked out on the kitchen floor. She had a cracked jaw and fractured ribs and a broke arm. And I'm not saying all this for people to feel sympathy for me. I'm saying this because we all have stories. We all have our reasons. We all have our backgrounds, whether they're dark or light or gray or whatever. We all have our reasons for doing what we do. And I grew up in a time where I thought if you had money and power, you were always right. You were always going to be the winner in every outcome. I remember my mom, we'd call the police to come and stop and you got to excuse me. I'm going to get a little choked up sometimes. I don't really like talking about all this, but I told Mike I would do it. I remember calling the police, not me, but my older sister would call the law, and they'd show up, and they'd just look at us. They'd say, there's no way we can arrest Dr. Fahili. You know, he's too prominent a man in this town. And my mother literally had no rights. And even after they were divorced, she had no rights whatsoever. There wasn't a Me Too movement back then. Women were to be quiet, stay in their homes, cook the meals, abide by what their husbands say. So at age 11, my family finally broke up. My dad went off. My mom literally had to leave the state to get away from him because if she hadn't, he probably would have ended up killing her. And here we were, you know, a broken home. My older siblings went to live with relatives. I ended up being stuck with my dad, which was no picnic. But again, the reason I say all this is because, you know, some of us are locked in that, well, there's nothing I can do about this. There's nothing I can do about that. Well, there is today. As time went on, I was living on my own by age 13. My father informed me on my 13th birthday I had to find a new place to live, that he was getting remarried. I ended up getting strung out on heroin. For the next 4 years, I lived wherever, slept in alleys. Any place somebody would let me lay down, I would sleep. I did a lot of bad things to get the money to do these drugs. And then one day, I was 17 years old. I was asleep on a park bench on a place in Saginaw, Michigan. They used to call the Island. It's where a lot of drug dealing went on. And I woke up and I saw this man. And he had his two sons with him, and one had on a Michigan sweatshirt and one had on a Michigan State sweatshirt, and they were out there throwing a football. And I woke up, and I started crying, and I looked at him, and I thought, that should be me and my dad and my brother. And why, Lord, why is my life this way? And I got down on my knees, and for the first time in my life, I prayed, and I said, Lord Jesus, if you somehow get me out of this, I promise you, if you ever grace me with a family, they'll never know what it's like not to have a dad. And 2 days later, I went into a police station, surrendered myself because there was a couple of warrants out for me. I met with the judge finally after a couple of months of being in jail and begged him to please let me go into a rehab treatment facility. He did. I went through it successfully, graduated it, ended up working for it, and coming to Louisiana. When I got down here to Louisiana, I was 19. I had just turned 19. And I lived in New Orleans in the beginning. Again, things were good. I mean, I loved what I did. I loved helping people. I was seeing myself turn my life around. But still, I always in the back of my mind had, you know, if it was somebody bigger or powerful or had more money or what have you, you didn't have a shot. You were just to be quiet and you know, take whatever was dished out to you. I came to Shreveport. I was supposed to be going back to Detroit, Michigan, and I came to Shreveport. They asked me to help open a new facility here. And when I arrived that day in Shreveport, it was 85 degrees. It was in the 70s. 1970s is what I meant. It was 85 degrees. I got off that bus. The weather was gorgeous. The sun was shining. It was the middle of the oil boom back then. Everybody was working. I saw three of the prettiest women I'd ever seen in my life, and I thought, I am not ever going back to Detroit, Michigan. And so I ended up staying, and after a couple of years, I met my wife. Some people know this, some don't. Mike knows it. I asked my wife, or I actually told her 20 minutes after I met her, that I was going to marry her, and she was going to be the mother of my children. I don't know what it is. Like I said, once I turned my life over to my Lord and Savior, things just like that happened for me. I mean, I believed I needed a family. I believed I wanted to have a family, and I wanted a family to love and to love me. And the minute I looked in her deep brown eyes, I knew she was the one for me. Well, it took me a year and a half to convince her, but she finally married me. And here we are. Tomorrow we celebrate our 36th wedding anniversary. We actually lived together 2 years before we got married, so we've been together 38 years. But I couldn't be prouder and happier. And but things still, you know, even though things like that were happening for me and everything, I still struggle because, folks, I had to drop out of school at the beginning of the ninth grade. I have no formal education. I've worked every kind of dirt job there is. I've been a dishwasher. I worked at a car wash. I've literally been a ditch digger. Worked road construction for years. I worked at plywood plant. You know, I never really got that good paying job because of my lack of education. I had decent jobs, like all of you. I mean, I had decent jobs. There were things out there that, you know, I felt proud of what I was doing. But then also, like many of you, I just get to feeling good about a job or things were going well, and all of a sudden, boom, here comes the layoff. Or the company would shut down, or they'd lose the contract, or something like that would happen. I never had control of my life. And that was something that I remember way before I even met Legal Shield or prepaid legal back then, was I thought, man, I just don't understand. I'm a good guy. I work hard. You know, if I only had my own thing, I guarantee it wouldn't end up the way this is all ending up. And as time went on, my wife and I had three sons. They were growing, doing well. My oldest son went into the Navy right after high school. My middle son was the first one of us to ever go to college. We were so proud of him. And my youngest son was still in high school. But times got very tough for me and my wife. You know, like I told you before, I always told myself, I believe things are going to work out. But I'm telling you, this was another breaking point in my life, sort of like back when I was young. I really didn't know how the outcome of this was going to end up. I know things were getting very tight for me and my wife. She actually had the better job back in those days. She worked for a textile company, and she ended up being the plant manager for that company. She was the top dog in charge at that facility, and that's where we had our insurance. She made more money than I did back then. I was working for a small family-owned business. But my wife showed up at work one day, and all the bigwigs from Georgia were there. And they said, Renee, we hate to tell you this, but we're shutting this operation down, sending all these jobs overseas. Well, overnight, that devastated us. You know, it took a couple of months to really affect us, but it was pretty devastating. At the time, there were no other jobs to be had. People were hunting jobs so bad. Unemployment was high. No companies were hiring. More people were laying off than they were hiring. And things got very tough for us. I didn't see how we were going to manage. I mean, my world was coming down around my eyeballs. And my wife and I didn't know what to do. We were living off my small salary. I started falling behind on everything. And I didn't have an end game. I didn't know where I was going. But I kept praying back then. I kept asking the Lord, please give me guidance. Show me what to do. Give me the strength to do it, and I'll get it done. And all of a sudden, one day, I met this young man. He was tall and slender with flowing black hair. but he was one heck of a guy. And he sat down, and he told me about this membership. And he kept asking me questions. What if I told you at any time you could pick up the phone and call one of the best law firms in your state and get all the free legal consultation, answers to any of your questions? What, don't you think that'd be helpful? I said, well, yeah. He said, what if I told you that they would get involved and they'd write letters and make phone calls on your behalf and help out in situations like if you got served with some papers or something, or creditor harassment? Boy, when he said creditor harassment, my ears poked up because I was under a lot of creditor harassment back then. And I said, well, yeah, that sounds great. So anyhow, he kept going on, and then he got to the part about the will. And my wife and I had talked about that because I was in my 40s back then. I was 45 or fixing to be 45. And at that time, my wife and I had talked about all the stress we were under and everything, and she said, I wish we had a will, you know, because she had an aunt that died, and there was a big family argument because there wasn't a will, and everything. Everybody fought over every little thing, even down to the cups and saucers and dishes. And she said, I wish we had a will just in case. And when he hit on that part about the will, I knew I didn't even have to ask my wife. I didn't have two nickels to rub together. I was flat broke. We were behind on everything. But I took this membership out. And I thought, you know, I think it'd be great just to have it in my pocket in case I need it. And folks, 4 days later, I got slapped with a foreclosure on my home by Wells Fargo. I about died. I didn't know what I was going to do. I was lost. I knew I didn't have the money to fight them. I knew I didn't have the money to catch them up. And now they were fixing to take my home. That very 2 days later, that our local newspaper came out. My house was in there for a sheriff's sale. And I remember, again, I prayed and asked, please give me direction. And I remembered I had taken this membership out. And I called up Mike Riches, and I said, Mike, will they help me on a foreclosure? And he said, you bet they will. He said, call them. And I called them, and within an hour, an attorney called me back. And we talked forever, and he let me do a lot of talking. I mean, he could tell I was nervous, I was frustrated, I was scared, I didn't know where I was going to go. And he let me do a lot of talking, and then he started asking me questions about the foreclosure and how they did this and how they did that. And something I said struck something with him. And he said, Mr. Fahili, he said, you've told me all I need to know. I need you to do two things if you can. And I said, what's that? He said, the first thing I want you to do is gather all that documentation between you and Wells Fargo and overnight it to me. I said, okay, I can do that. He said, the second thing I want you to do is go home and tell your wife everything's going to be okay, help is here. And I said, well, sir, I'm going to send you that stuff, but there is no way I'm going home to tell my wife everything's fine. You know, she was beside herself. We weren't sleeping. She was so nervous. She thought we were losing our home. We didn't know where we were going to go. I was not about to go home and tell, oh, yeah, this thing I took out the other day, it's going to save everything. So I said, well, I'm going to send you that stuff. We'll see what happens. Well, over the next 10 days, that attorney called me several times. He said, Mr. Feely, I just wanted to update you. I just sent this off to Wells Fargo, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, okay, thank you. I said, do you know what they're going to do yet? He said, don't worry. I'm telling you, everything's going to work out okay. A few more days went by. He called me again, and he said, Mr. Feely, I just want to let you know. I just drafted a proposal to them. I sent it over to them. Don't worry. Everything's going to be okay. Well, I was getting very nervous because that sheriff's sale was coming up. We literally had boxes in our house to start packing up our home. And I thought, you know, this is it. He's not going to stop it in time. And then all of a sudden on that 10th day, I got a call from Wells Fargo's attorney. And one of the very first things their attorney said to me was, Mr. Feely, I have to compliment you on your choice of law firm. And I said, really? And he said, yes. He said, Prevosity is one of the finest firms in our state. We've worked with them in the past. They have negotiated you out quite a deal. I need you to do X, Y, and Z. Can you do that? And I said, yes, I can. I said, I don't understand. I said, for the past 4 months, I've been trying to negotiate with y'all, and you wouldn't even answer me. I mean, why now? He said, Mr. Feely, when it was between you and Wells Fargo, just to be frank with you, sir, you were a number. When your law firm got involved, you were somebody we had to pay attention to. And he said, can you be in Baton Rouge, I think it was 2 days later, at such and such time to sign some papers? I said, yes, I can. I hung up that phone, and right away I called back Trent McCarthy. That was the attorney that was assigned to me by Prevosity. And he got on the phone with me, and I said, Mr. McCarthy, I can't thank you enough for what you did. I said, you know, they were going to reinstate my home. They're calling off the sheriff's sale, calling off the foreclosure. I said, I could not believe you did this. Well, folks, I was calling him for two reasons. One was to thank him and tell him how blessed we were. The other was to find out what I owed him, because I could not believe that this attorney did everything for no charge. So all I could picture in my mind was that I owe this attorney now $2,000 or $3,000. And so when I got through thanking him, I said, well, Trent, I need to ask you, what do I owe y'all? He said, Mr. Feely, you don't owe us a thing. That's part of having the membership. And I said, excuse me? He said, you don't owe us a thing, Mr. Feely. That's part of having the membership. And I hung up. I didn't give him a chance. I said, thank you, bye, and hung up, because I just knew he had made a mistake. And I thought, there is no way he did all that work for nothing. But my next call went to Mike Richards. And I called him, and I said, Mike, I've never done anything like this. I mean, I don't even know how to get started doing it. I said, but I know what they just did for me and what they just did for my family. And the fact that I'm not getting charged for that, I said, I can see where every friend I have, every person I know, everybody I've ever worked with could use this kind of help. I said, how do I get started? And he said, we can get you started today. And I said, well, let's do it. I was still working my other job at that time, and I continued to work it for a couple of months. But after that, I started getting so busy with this. Again, folks, people always ask me, what do you do? How is it that you open these groups? How do you, you know, what do you say in a DM meeting? I don't know. You know, every meeting is a little different. Every enrollment is a little different. I try to stick with my usual talking points and what I bring out. But I'll tell you how you be successful in this business. And I'll tell you how you be successful in life. Now, I'm no great philosopher or anything else, but I have two words I say every morning. I believe. When I wake up and I go in to brush my teeth every morning, I look in that mirror and I say, I believe. I believe in my Lord and Savior. Through Him, anything is possible. I believe in my family because they are my strength. You know, people used to ask me when I first got in this business, what's your why board look like? Do you have a yacht there or a mansion or what? My why board was always just having my home, my family, raising my boys, getting them educated, and letting them become successful people. My why board was paying my electric bill. My why board was keeping the wolves off. But, yeah, it does grow. But I believe in my family because they have been my strength. They have been the ones that have lifted me up. I knew, like I said, I made a promise to my Lord a long time ago. If He gave me a family, I would do everything in my power to keep it together. I truly believe I was led to this business by my Lord and Savior. I truly do. There's no other reason for it. There's no other reason I should have ever talked to Mike Riches except for that moment in my life. Folks, all I can tell you is there are scripts you can go by. There are different frames you can put in play every day that, okay, I'm going to make so many calls, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. We all do that. But if you don't have in your heart the belief that what you're doing with this business isn't making a difference in other people's businesses or other people's lives, and I didn't mean to say business, but other people's lives, then you're missing the whole point of why we do this. Yes, the money is great. The trips are great. The relationships are great. The time freedom is great. But I tell you what, I'll tell you what makes me feel better than anything else. When I get somebody that calls me and says, Brian, I just wanted you to know. I just had a law officer call me 2 weeks ago. He said, Brian, I just want you to know. I'm so glad that you came in and sat down with us. And I said, really? He said, yeah. He said, my wife and I had been talking about getting a divorce, but we just couldn't afford one. We couldn't afford to hire attorneys. We couldn't afford to pay all the legal fees. So we've been living in a marriage that wasn't very happy. He said, when I took this membership out and I was able to use that part of the membership, we got hit with no legal fees. All we had to pay was the filing fee. And he said, you have made a huge difference in our life. We're both happier. We're actually getting along better. Do you know how that makes me feel? Yeah, I made money on that sale, and I'll make money on the residuals of that sale. But that makes me feel so good to know. And, I mean, it's just time after time. I had a neighbor woman of mine years ago. She had lost her husband. He had committed suicide. She was all on her own. She met this other man. She got pregnant. That man left her the minute he heard she was pregnant. He took off. 2 years later, he came back wanting to file and get all this money for the child. He wanted, to have custody, partial custody and everything. She called me up in tears. She said, Brian, I don't know what to do. I don't have any money. She said, what can I do? And I said, Mary, we're going to get you on a plan right now. We got her on a plan. That very next day, she was talking to a lawyer. And I know the lawyers aren't supposed to do this, but that lawyer felt so bad for her that she said, I'm going to give you my private number. When you go to that meeting with his attorney, you dial my number and hand the phone to his attorney. She did that, and that attorney, I don't know what was said. She never knew what was said, but that attorney from Legal Shield told that attorney something, and he handed her back the phone, turned to his client and said, we're leaving, we're done with this. And they walked out the door. And she called me in tears. She still, to this day, has that plan. She uses it quite often for other things. Now she's had a lot of medical issues over the past few years, and she's had to use it on insurance and everything else. But I tell you these things because it's the belief. You've got to wake up and believe in something. You've got to wake up and realize what you're doing makes a difference. Now, I know the older people in this in the business know this, the Jim Tanners, the, you know, Mark Riches, Chris Evans, Adam Thompson. They all have it. And folks, I got to say this to you. Think about it. Have you ever run into Mike Riches or Adam Thompson or Chris Evans or Renee McKnight or any of them, any of them, any of the people that have been around, or Dave Paperno, Mark Riches, and seen them all frowned up and miserable? No. No. Why did Mike and I have fun all those years and still do to this day? I mean, there isn't a time that we don't call one another, that both of us don't hang up just laughing and cracking up. Why is it? Because we believe in this. We believe in what we're doing. You know, I've never, you know, in the past, why was I under so much pressure back in the day when I got served with those papers? Because I knew I was only going to make X amount of dollars that week. And X amount of dollars was not going to pay for that. With this business, yeah, have I still run up against walls in this business through these years? I have. I've been doing it a long time. But I tell you what, I always believe that all it's going to take is me getting up one more day, throwing my britches on, going out and knocking on the right door, and I can solve all my financial problems. All you have to do is have a belief in what you're doing. I truly believe in a higher power. I truly believe to put your faith in yourself. You know, through the years I've had so many people say, well, I wasn't successful because of this. Or, you know, he told me to do this and it didn't work. And then I always ask people, I said, well, have you used your memberships yet? Well, no, I really haven't had a reason to. If you're not using this membership, you're not going to sell this membership. You got to be able to, I'm bulletproof. You can say what you want to about this member. I've called that law firm too many times. Sure. Are there times I don't like what they say? Yeah, it wasn't what I wanted to hear. But I'll tell you what, when I get off that phone, I know the truth, and I know which direction to go in, and that's valuable. That's very valuable. And I tell everybody I sign up that same thing. You might not always like what you hear, but when you get off that phone with those attorneys, you're going to know exactly where you need to go and how to, what you need to do. So, folks, all I can tell you is, you know, I know that this business is tough. It's not easy, but it can be so rewarding. And when you just let it get into you that what you're doing is helping people and what you're doing is making a difference, there's no stopping you. You just, I'm telling you, there is no stopping you. You will be the next person on this call. You'll be the next Brian Fahili. You'll be the next Jim Tanner, Adam Thompson, Scott Brooks, Mark Riches, Mike Riches. And you'll find yourself, too, where you just you smile a lot. I smile at people around town. For one thing, everybody in my small town, I live in a town of 800 people. Hello, 800 people. I have Performance Club qualified for 185 consecutive months. That's 15 years and 4 months, folks. And I'm not even good at math. I figured that before I even got on the call. But that's a long time. If I can do it in a town of 800 people, and believe me, I've sold just about everybody in this town through the years of membership at one point or another. The second membership I ever sold in my career was to my son's assistant football coach. And I'll give you the quick story on that, and then I'll get off because I know Mark's got to get out. But I went to a practice of my son's, and this was back when, I mean, the foreclosure, they had just put a stop to it. I had called Mike and said, hey, I want to be a part of this. And I signed up as an associate. 2 days later, I was at my son's football practice. And his coach at the time came up to me, and I really liked this man. And he and I were becoming good friends, and he really liked my son and my youngest son. And he came up to me. He said, Mr. Feely, I'm not trying to be nosy. He said, but I am concerned about you and your family. I said, he said, how's your foreclosure going? Have y'all And I said, oh, man, Coach, don't worry about that. I said, I took this protection out, and I said, they literally stopped at foreclosure. It's a legal service. And he said, are you kidding me? I said, no. I said, and guess what? They didn't charge me a thing for doing it, just my membership fee, which is really cheap. And he said, man, I wish I had that. And I said, well, guess what? Just so happens I am selling it now. And he signed up right then and there. We walked up to my truck after practice. I had a couple of memberships in my thing. He is still a member to this day. Every time I go back to that school, because I ended up opening up the whole school system, every time I go back to that school to meet with new hires, he comes in the room, tells his stories, talks about how he used it, and talks about how he will never give up this membership. So, folks, all you got to do is believe. There are different tools you can use. There are different webinars and trainings and everything else. But open your hearts. Believe. Believe in what we're doing is right, because I know it is. And I know we're helping people each and every day. And, Mike, with that, I'll kick it back to you. And thank you for having me.
Mr. Brian Fahili, thank you so much for sharing from your heart this morning, for an exceptional testimonial of what this business is really all about. And I know that it's hard, and you spoke to this. It's hard not to get caught up sometimes in, you know, the counters and the premium dollars and the commissions and the income. And you know, I mean, there are different things that we have in this business, that we do this business for, but the reality is, at the end of the day, what this business is really all about is helping people have that kind of access and empowerment that you just spoke about, and you are phenomenal at speaking to that. We know that it's from your heart. We know that it's authentic. And again, we just want to thank you for having the courage to share what you've shared and to speak about these things this morning. I cannot tell you how many text messages I've already gotten and notes I've already seen that your message is resonating and touching everyone this morning, and we sincerely appreciate that. Folks, let's go to the town of Cookeville, Tennessee. From one small town to another, although Cookeville's probably bigger than Ringgold. But let's go to Cookeville is definitely bigger than Ringgold. But let's go to $700,000 ring earner and Platinum World Council member, Mr. Mark Riches, to hear his thoughts. And he's got some information to share with us this morning. Mark, I know I've been moved listening to Brian. I'm sure you feel the same way. We'd love to hear your thoughts to close out the call this morning.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike. And thank you, Mr. Ted Vitallo, for being on the call this morning as well. And, boy, what a powerful training from Mr. Brian Fahili. You know, what I love about Brian is he talks about belief and he talks about mindset and he talks about, it's such a vital part of what we do, believing in what we do. And it's really a key to one's success. Congratulations to him on his consistent activity. Mike, I want to thank you for your efforts with the webinars and putting those together. Another great opportunity tomorrow with a $200,000 income earner. Excited about that, so be sure that we're registered for that in the back office under the events section. You can register for those webinars as well. Jennifer and I are heading to Malta this week on Wednesday, so I'll be out of the country for about 10 days. We're going to spend 5 days with the Platinum World Council in Malta, which is an island south of Italy. Excited about that. It's a country. And that's my first time to Malta. And then we're going to fly over to Rome and spend 5 days there. And we've got some cooking classes and trips planned around the Rome area, and excited about that. I'm most excited about having some more gelato this week. But excited about that and the opportunity to hang with the other Platinum families there and learn from them and spend time with them. And again, these trips are open for everyone. Everyone in Legal Shield is invited to these. And the most important thing I'd like to have is more people on our team there. It was wonderful to have Jim Tanner and his wife in Iceland last fall. But anyway, that's where I'll be for the next 10 days. I wanted to just take a minute, not to distract from what Brian taught today, because it's just critical, but I want to talk really quick about the importance of having daily affirmations. You know, mindset and belief, as I just said, are so important, and it's a big part of one's success, as you heard from Mr. Fahili this morning. Once your mindset changes, everything on the outside will change along with it. James Allen, the author of one of my favorite all-time books, the As a Man Thinketh, he says it this way: the vision that you glorify in your mind, the ideal that you enthrone in your heart, this you will build your life by, and this you will become. The Bible says that as a man thinketh, so is he. Jim Rohn, one of my favorite authors and philosophers, said, your life does not get better by chance, it gets better by change. And what is the biggest part of a person's change is their mindset and the way they think. Henry Ford says, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. And that's so true. And the late, great Paul J. Meyer says it this way: whatever you vividly imagine, ardently desire, sincerely believe, and enthusiastically act upon, so there's an action requirement, must inevitably come to pass. So there's positive affirmations in our life, and we can also have negative affirmations, things that we say probably not intentionally, but we say them, and they are also affirmations on the negative side. Positive affirmations help us to become better and become more. Negative affirmations help us to become less and lose opportunities. Here's a couple examples of some negative affirmations. There's no way I can do that. So I have people say, you know, I talk about executive director earning a six-figure income, and they say, there's no way I can do that. Well, there's an affirmation right there, and it's a pretty strong one, especially if you thought it, that would be bad, but if you said it, it'd even be worse. I'm not good at this. I hear that sometimes. Or here's a good one: I don't understand. I don't understand what's going on. I don't understand things. Those are all negative affirmations that we can correct and we can fix by even replacing them with positive affirmations. Another one I hear is when people are about ready to quit in our business, they say, this is just not working for me. Well, there's a good affirmation. It's not good. I mean, it's a negative affirmation. Of course it's not working for you. Your mindset's all messed up. So we have some examples in our Docs on Demand, and that's what I was really wanting to refer to is go to the B2B download docs. If you're focused on business-to-business or business solution sales, we have a whole list of some affirmations that you can read every day. I am a six-figure income earner with Legal Shield. I'm an expert in identity theft solutions. I'm a professional in everything I do and say. I attract success because I am success. I write a minimum of $1,400 in premium every month. John Hoffman and his wife and daughter did a phenomenal training and talked about affirmations at the Salt Lake City event. I hope there's a recording of that available soon. That was one of my favorite trainings from the event. But these affirmations go on, and then there's some lines at the bottom. You can write your own affirmations. You don't have to use these, but proclaim something that's positive. And I recommend reading these every day. We also have them for our team builders. So if you're focused more on the team building side, there's a in the team documents, there's a team building affirmation sheet that you can print out. And I hope these are hanging up in front of you, that you're reading them every day out loud, that you're teaching your mind. Again, that mindset is so critical to one's success, that you're training your mind and teaching your mind about success. And I'll tell you what, I promise this, as you do this and you believe it in your mind, the whole world will conspire to make things happen for you, and it'll be a better place. And I thought Brian's story of when he woke up and he saw those guys playing ball, and he just, you know, he hit his knees and he just started that change process. But it all started in his mind. And he's maintained an incredible mindset, a positive mindset, which has brought him and his family a lot of success in this business. So I challenge you to read those every day. Remember that your success depends on what you settle for. Don't settle for table scraps when you can own the whole palace. It's been a fantastic call, Mike. Thanks for putting it all together, and I'll turn it back over to you, sir.
Fantastic, Mark. Thank you so much. And again, a huge thank you to Mr. Mark Riches, Mr. Ted Vitalo, and a special thank you to Mr. Brian Fahili for sharing this morning and for, again, getting our week started on the right foot. Folks, we will see everyone tomorrow, 4 p.m. Central Time. Make sure that you're on the live webinar tomorrow, 4 p.m. Central Time. I'll be joined by Ms. Brielle Hoffman-Krause, and we're going to be talking about next-level decision-maker meetings. You won't want to miss it. That's going to be a fantastic opportunity to listen and learn about and to participate and learn about the decision-maker meetings and what really makes a great decision-maker meeting. Again, thank you to all of those who participated this morning. We'll join you tomorrow on that webinar, and God bless you. Let's make it a great week.